You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God commands us to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this truth in week 5 of Enact.
Tuloy po natin yung ating series na Enact, right? And we're really talking about who we are and what God has called us to do. Okay, we're called Every Nation. It's a worldwide family of churches. Here in the Philippines, we are known as Victory, but internationally, we are known as Every Nation. Okay, and when we're talking about Enact, ang ibig pong sabihin niyan is to put into practice. Alright, so halimbawa po kayo ay isang lawyer and you want to propose a bill, in order for it to become a law, it has to be what? Enacted. Tama po ba? Alright, or you're an actor and you were given a role to play, you're given a script, and once you're on the stage, you have to enact the role that was given to you. Nakakasunod po ba tayo? Sino po rito meron kang nanay o kaya tatay? Meron kang magulang? Alright? So, yung iba, wala talaga, di ba? Putok sa buho. So, ikaw po ay isang anak. Alright? Di ba? So, thank you. Nakasunod yung iba. Alright? So, okay, we're really talking about the mission of this church. And napaka-importante po ng series natin na to, no? Kasi, in talking about our mission, why we exist, it actually gives us clarity. Ano ba talaga yung pinapagawa sa atin ni Lord as a church? Okay, not only clarity, but it actually gives us focus. Okay, at least alam natin, okay, that ito lang yung gagawin natin. And it actually enables us to be faithful with what God has called us to do. Kasi meron kang clarity, meron kang focus, it would enable us actually to be very, very productive. Tama po ba yon? And really for some of you, okay, if not most of you, we want to thank you for running the race that God has given us together. Really of honoring God and making disciples, okay, in every nation. But that is not just the purpose of a mission. The purpose of a mission is actually a destination check. Okay, in the same manner na sumakay ka ng aeroplano, okay, bago po umalis sa taxi bay at bago mag take off, meron po silang sinasabi yung pilot. This is flight CX987, Manila bound to Hong Kong. Okay, so that, just in case you were on the wrong plane, okay, pwede ka pang bumaba ng aeroplano, okay, sumakay ka sa tamang airplane mo. Okay, you see, God called us in the church. You know what? You gotta fly with us. Tama po ba yon? It is a destination check. If your purpose and the purpose of this church, okay, is somehow similar, God called you to go to the nations, to the young people, then this is the church for you. But then if you are coming here and you've been coming for like 6 months, ang tagal na, you're checking us out, and you might say, you know what, pag may nagtatanong sa'yo, saan ka bang church nagpupunta? You know, I go to Victory, pero hindi ako involved. Alright? But if this is your first time, second time, third time, okay lang yun. This is also good for you so that you would know, di ba, ano ba talaga yung purpose ng church for Victory? Okay, I hope that after the series, you would be able to determine, it's a good diagnostic for you to know, is this really the church for me? Kasi some of you may be coming here for a long time, but you're not involved. Maybe this is really not the church for you. Okay, that's why it's so important for us to know, where is God really placing you? Is God placing you in this church? Okay, so I hope after the series you would ask God, Lord, saan mo ba talaga ako tinawag? And then if this is the church community for you, might as well get involved. Might as well run the race that God has given us together. Okay, so that together we'll be able to fulfill, okay, the very calling that God has given for you and I. Amen po ba? Yeah. So this is the purpose of this message. Okay, so what is our EN statement? Okay, what is our mission statement? Okay, why are we here? You see, every nation exists, okay, to honor God by establishing a Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. First and foremost, we are here to honor God. That's the reason why we exist. Okay, and everything that we do, ang gusto po natin ay ang honor ng Panginoon. Not the honor of Victory, not the honor of this church, but really, the honor of God. And we want a Christ-centered, you know, in as much as napakagwapo ni Pastor Mark, kahubig po niya si Al Tantay. Okay, si Al din, di ba? I mean, this is not Mark the superstar. This is about Christ the superstar. Alright, Christ is the center of this church. We want to make Christ famous. Christ-centered. Not only that, Spirit-empowered. Okay? Hindi lang Spirit-filled. Okay? We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen po ba? Tama ba? When we were worshiping God, the presence of God was present. The presence of God is still here. And you enjoy the presence of God. You enjoy the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Tama po ba? But there is a purpose for the presence of God. And that is us proclaiming the gospel to other people. And that's why we don't want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We want to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And not only that, socially responsible. Kaya meron po tayong Real Life Foundation. That's why Pastor Ferdy is running Run 50 so that he would be able to help our community, our society. Okay, that is how we build. Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries. We are here to plant churches in every city, okay, and reach out to the next generation. Why? Because they are the next leaders. Okay, they are the next future church planters, future pastors, future cross-cultural missionaries. And we don't just want to do that here in Metro East, in Pasig, Marikina, Cainta, Rizal, Antipolo. We want to do that in every nation. Okay, that's where we are going. Okay, that is our mission statement. And we're going to talk about nations, okay, tonight. Okay lang po ba yon? Okay, so let's just pray right now. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we pray, God, that you enable us to understand, Lord. Lord, and just be able to see clearly, Lord God, the calling that you have given to this church. And really our own calling as well, God, personally, Lord. God, that if somehow, Lord, our calling are intertwined together, Lord, indeed, God, this is the place, the church where you've called us, Lord. God, make it plain and simple, Lord God, what your will is in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Okay, we'll start with Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8 is actually the central verse of our entire series, Enach, Every Nation in Action. And it is also the central verse of the entire book of Acts. In fact, okay, our church in Jerusalem, okay, was birthed and started because of this particular verse. Okay, when Jesus Christ was about to ascend into heaven, he gave a promise, okay, to wait for the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses," okay, in Jerusalem, okay, in the surrounding neighborhood, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. See, from day one, God's purpose for the church is not only to reach where they are at, but to reach every nation, ends of the earth. And here, makikita po natin that really the source is the Holy Spirit. Okay, the purpose is to become witnesses where? In all the world. Okay, and even in chapter 2, okay, when the Holy Spirit came, okay, upon the disciples, okay, upon Peter and the other disciples and the other apostles, okay, the Holy Spirit came and actually, Peter preached a very powerful message. But then who were the audience? Who were those people who were present when the Holy Spirit came and when Peter preached a powerful message? Makikita po natin yun in Acts 2:5, okay? Now, there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, okay, devout men from what? Every nation. Say every nation. Every nation under heaven, okay? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia. Okay? Yan, yung word na yan. Okay? Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome. So there were a lot of people, men from every nation were present at that particular time when the Holy Spirit was poured out and when Peter preached a powerful message. Not only Jews, but even proselytes. Ang ibig po sabihin ng proselytes are non-Jewish people who got converted into Judaism. Okay? So they were present at that particular time, Cretans and Arabians. Alright? We hear them telling in our own tongue and the mighty works of God. So there were men from every nation who were present when Peter preached a powerful message. So what were the reaction? Those who received his word were baptized and they were added, okay, on that day, about 3,000 souls. Okay, 3,000 people were added in the church. And they came from where? They came from every nation. People from different places, people who speak different language were present, okay, on the birthing of our church in Jerusalem. Okay, the church started with 3,000 people. And from day one, makikita mo talaga na ang plano talaga ni Lord is the church is for it to reach out to people from every nation. Why? Because God's ultimate purpose is to make disciples of all nation. But then kung titingnan mo, kung ang purpose talaga ni Lord ay reach out, okay, every people in every generation, okay, to the ends of the earth, why is it that still now there are a lot of people, okay, who haven't heard the name Jesus? Alam niyo ba yon? Okay, people don't have access to churches, to Bibles. Walang access. In fact, kung meron lang internet sa mga tribal group, mas kilala po siguro nila sila Aldab. Okay? 25 million tweets as of today. Alright? 25 million tweets. Baka mas sikat pa ang Aldab kesa kay Jesus. Why is that so? You see, there are still 7,000 unreached people groups. 7,000. And really, the work, it is doable. Kayang-kaya nating ma-reach to. Kayang-kaya. Why? Kasi kung titignan mo pa lang sa Pilipinas, we actually have 50,000 churches. We have so many churches in the Philippines. Kung paghati-hatian po natin yung unreached people group, we could actually have 7 churches for every unreached people group. The work is actually doable. Pero bakit hindi natin nagagawa? Alright, why is it okay, that we are not yet reaching every nation? You know why? Because not a lot of churches and people, particularly Christians, are not involved. Kasi hindi po involved. We are not a nothing. Okay, on the very calling that God has given us. And there are mindsets in the church that needs to be overcome. Alam niyo po, no, ako, promdi ako, no, certified promdi. Probinsya, laki ang probinsya. I came from Bulacan, in the region of San Rafael, from Capihan. Okay, so bata pa lang ako, minom na ako ng kape. Kaya medyo talagang dami kong energy sa katawan, right? Punong-puno ng kape. Okay, and I remember, nung naglalaba yung lola ko, no, tinutulungan namin siya. Kami nag-iigib ng tubig. Wala pa yung mga deposit, no? So talagang timba, bomba, alright? And sabi ko sa lola ko, lola, pag nagkatrabaho ko, ibibili kita ng automatic washing machine. After lumabas ng washing machine, nasa closet mo na. Ang lupet. Di ba? So, yun yung pangarap ko. And when I say magkatrabaho na ako, I'm thinking of just really working in the Philippines. I don't have any plans going abroad. Although my mom and a lot of my relatives, and at that particular time, yung kapatid ko, nandun na rin sila. Okay, I declined and didn't pursue really the petition to go abroad because I know that God called me in the Philippines. As long as there is campus in any region in the Philippines, I am willing to go. Okay, so yun talaga yung mindset ko, yun yung mentality ko. But then God has a way of breaking, okay, that particular mindset. Nung napunta po ako sa Victory, no, one of the big pictures in the church is really this big map, okay, on the wall. And every time people would pass by, okay, students, professionals, married people, lola, elderly, they will lay hands on the map, on one particular country and say a prayer that one day we're gonna have a church. At that particular nation. Okay? And I was exposed with, ito, tulad niyan, daming mga flags, testimonies of missionaries who would come over in our prayer meeting. Even if I don't want to go out, okay, in the nations, I get myself involved. Okay, so we pray. Tuesday, 5:30 in the morning in prayer meeting dati, no? In Victory U Belt. So we would pray for our missionaries, sila Pastor Mark, si Sarah Balse and Ambet Balse. Sino dito taga Faith Christian School? Right, so I mean, they were our pioneers actually in our church in Malaysia. They were there, and we were praying for them. And sometimes we would pray, "Lord, here I am, send them." All right, sila na lang po ang isend mo. Ayokong umalis. All right, but then there was a turning point. Okay, turning point. I know that God called me to be in the full-time ministry. No. So I went to the School of World Missions, and on the first day of our school, this is what I found out. I found out that a lot of missionary workers, okay, who were sent out into the field actually goes to reach people groups already. 98%. Okay, like Philippines, America, or Mexico. So, kasi ang dami ng churches, okay, Korea, they were going in that particular country, and only 2% would actually go to unreached people group. So on that particular day, mathematically, man, I want to go to unreached people group. Kasi kapag meron akong share ng gospel, most probably he haven't heard the name Jesus. Okay, so and the Lord took my small prayer seriously. Okay, so yung unang 10 days mission trip ko, the Lord brought me to China. Okay, and on the next mission trip, okay, the Lord take it more seriously. And the Lord brought me to Afghanistan. Alright? Nakapag nag-share ka ng gospel, pwede kang patayin right there and then. Okay, so why? Because the Lord takes our prayers seriously. And going back to our church in Jerusalem in Acts 2, they actually started quite well. Because in the church, men from every nation under heaven were represented. Okay? But they have a problem. The Lord asked them to go to the ends of the earth, but there was a problem. The problem was Jewish people don't associate with Gentiles. It's unlawful. It's forbidden. It is culturally bawal. Bawal. They cannot. So how are they able to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth if they would not associate themselves with Gentile people? So the Lord would have to do something. The Lord would have to break through on that particular mindset so that the gospel would be preached to the ends of the earth. And makikita po natin yan in Acts 10. Cornelius, okay, is a God-fearing centurion. Okay, from the Italian regiment who was told by an angel in a vision. He had a vision. Okay, an angel appeared and said, you know what, you need to bring Peter in your house. So ang ginawa po ni Cornelius, being a God-fearing man, sent men to Joppa where Peter was. Okay, so para ipatawag si Peter. And then the following day at noon, Peter went up on the rooftop to pray. Okay, so tanghaling tapat, wala pa, hindi pa ready yung pagkain, ano? So medyo naantala yung pag-prepare nila ng pagkain kasi alas 12 na, nanunood sila. Nanunood ng Aldab, alright? So, tanghaling tapat, gutom si Peter. Okay, ano nangyari sa kanya? He fell into a trance. Half conscious, half awake. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, naka-trance ba yan? Hindi naman, alright? Gising, okay? So, ganun po yung nangyari kay Peter. Okay, and then, while he was in a trance, he saw a vision, okay, of a big white sheet, okay, with unclean animals on it. And sabi sa kanya ni Lord, get up, Peter, kill, and eat. Peter, being a very good Jewish man, don't associate himself with unclean things, sabi niya, Lord. Okay, surely not. I have not eaten anything impure or unclean. Hindi po ako kumakain. Hindi ako kumakain ng baboy. Alright? Masarap yun. Liempo, di ba? Hindi ako kumakain ng crab. Alright? Ng hipon, ng pusit. I haven't eaten anything that is unclean. Why? Because he's a good Jewish man. Okay, but then anong sabi ni Lord sa kanya? The voice spoke to him a second time and says, do not call anything impure that God has made clean. Okay, so hindi maintindihan ni Peter, the Lord has to repeat it 3 times. Okay, that same vision, the Lord has to repeat it 3 times. And while Peter, okay, was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, 3 men are looking for you. Okay, so iniisip niya, ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng vision? Okay, and in verse 20, the Holy Spirit says, rise and go, okay, and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them. You know, ang kabutihan na lang kay Peter, nakikinig po siya kay Lord. Okay, there were non-Jewish people who went, okay, as summoning him, okay, si Cornelius, buti nila nakinig siya sa Holy Spirit. Kasi if it's just by himself, he would not go. Kasi forbidden, unlawful for him to go with a non-Jewish person, associating himself with unclean people. Okay, so the Holy Spirit told Peter, and he went without hesitation. Kung ikaw din si Peter, sa tingin ko susunod ka. Okay, kung ikaw si Peter, sa tingin ko susunod ka. Kasi sino po yung nagsasamon sa kanya? And Cornelius is what? A Roman centurion. Ibig sabihin, he actually handles 100 Roman soldiers. Takot ka. Pag di ka nagpunta. Okay, so in our time today, parang general si Cornelius. Okay, naalala mo ba ang artikulo 1? Okay? Ang sinumang hindi sumunod sa punong general ay ikukulong ng walang paglilitis. Without hesitation, Peter went. Alright? Wala siyang choice. Okay? And ano nangyari? Okay, and he said to them, okay, nung nakarating niya sa bahay ni Cornelius, you yourselves know how unlawful. Kasi sabi ko kanina, it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. Cannot be. Hindi pwede. But God. Buti na lang. Alright? Buti na lang. Okay, but God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. Not call, not judge, not label anyone, any person unclean. Why? Because the Lord has broken his mindset. The gospel is not only for Jewish people, the chosen people. The gospel is actually for everyone. So, unti-unti, binabago ni Lord kay yung mindset ni Peter. Okay, so when I was sent for, okay, I came without objection. So, verse 34, ginawa ni Peter, he opened his mouth and began preaching the gospel. And now he said, truly, I understand. Okay, so kanina, it was unlawful for them to associate with non-Jewish people. Now, ang sabi ni Peter, now I understand the vision. Okay, I understand why the Lord is asking me to eat unclean animals. Because God shows no partiality. Okay, wala pong kinikilingan ang Panginoon. Okay, but in every nation, anyone who fears Him and does what is right is what? Acceptable to Him. People in every nation, anyone, okay, who fears and does what is right is acceptable to Him. Okay, but then not only that. As if kulang pa, okay? Yung pagbe-break ni Lord sa mindset ni Peter. Okay, here's what happens. In verse 44, while Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell, okay, on all who heard the word. Okay, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed. Okay, they were so amazed. Why? Because the gospel is not now only made available, okay, for non-Jewish people. Okay, to men from every language, every tongue, every nation, but even the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit was even poured out even on the Gentiles. Binebreak ni Lord yung mentality so that the gospel would be preached in the whole world. Why? Because God's ultimate purpose is to make disciples of all nations. And the Lord was able to break through that mindset. That's why the gospel was preached at that particular time in the whole known world. Okay, but then up until today, we still have to reach a whole lot of people. Why? Because there are mindsets that need to be broken in the churches today. Number one, diba, kaya ko ba? Kaya ko bang pumunta sa ibang bansa? Kaya ko bang mag-preach ng gospel? Okay, makikinig ba sila? Okay, we question actually our ability. Okay, paano yung expenses? Eh, hindi pa nga ako nakakasakay ng aeroplano. You're asking me to go to every nation? Okay, pumunta nga lang ng airport, hindi ako aabot eh. Kasi 8 hours ang biyahe, di ba? Dahil sa Carmageddon. Okay, eh yung English ko. Di ba, maintindihan ba nila ako? We always actually question ourselves. But you know one thing I learned? When God calls, He qualifies. You remember Peter? Peter. Okay, before Acts 1:8, before Acts 2, what did Peter do to Jesus? He denied Him 3 times. Act of cowardice. Diba? I mean, it's a cowardly act. Okay, but then, God calls Peter, He called Peter, and He qualified him. The Holy Spirit came upon Peter, preached just one sermon, 3,000 people got saved. You know why? Because when God calls, He qualifies. Matthew 28. Okay, 18 to 20. As we go and make disciples of all nations, what is the promise of God? Surely, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. And yun nga, no? On the first day of training, nung na-convince talaga ako, no, that God called me to go to the nations, you know what I did? I already prepared my passport. Okay, kaya nga, no, lagi mo marinig. If you're part of a victory, you know that this is your church community, this is your church. You need a Bible so that you would know the will of God. And you need a passport so that you would obey the calling of God in your life. Why? Because as a church, God called us to go to every nation. So I got my passport. I'm preparing for my first trip, no? 10 days mission trip. But I need a whooping 45,000 pesos. That was in 2002. Okay? And I was already working at that particular time. And at any single moment in my life, at that particular time, I haven't had 45,000 pesos in my bank account. Okay, but then, you know what? This is not my idea. God called me. You will provide. Okay, you will provide. It is not my idea. Your word says, go. Lord, I'm willing to go. You provide. Another thing that I learned, when it is God's will, it is God's bill. Alright? Kung will ni Lord, si Lord ang magbabayad. Si Lord ang magpo-provide. Tama po ba? So what I did, I sent out letters. Okay, I talked to my friends, set appointments with them. And here's what's amazing thing. The 45,000 that I needed, one person gave all of that to me. One person with an extra cash for shopping. You know who gave that money to me? My beloved mom. Buti na lang, mayaman si nanay. Alright? Buti na lang, alright? But then, see, the Lord provided. My mom was just one of those persons whom I've talked with and shared the vision, okay, of this church. And my mom became one of my partners in really going to the nations and sharing the gospel. So ito po yung picture namin, ano? Okay, kasama ko sila Pastor Dennis, Pastor Christian Flores. Okay, tingnan mo naman yung pagmumukha mo. Mukha bang gagamitin ni Lord yan? Diba? Buti na lang, okay? When God calls, he qualifies. Diba, mukhang addict, ano? Anyway, but you know, one of the things that I realized, okay, when we were on the plane going back home, so I was just looking at the sky, diba, beautiful picture of the sky, and the Lord just impressed in my heart. And this is what the Lord impressed to me. I can bring you to any nation in the world where I will call you. Okay? I can bring you to any nation in the world where I will call you, and money will not be an issue. Okay, I will take care of you. I will take care of your family. I will bless you. You know what? I mean, I was a provincial boy. Pagpunta ko sa Manila, ay, ang dami palang building dito. No? Little do I know that God would be able to use me really to go, okay, to the nations of the world and really share the gospel to other people. Why? Because when God calls, He qualifies. If it's God's will, then it is God's will. And you say, man, wala naman ako ng English. Konti lang yung English ko. Now, this is Lito Moldes. Isa sa mga part ng team namin. You see, we share the gospel to students, so we speak in English. But every time pag kami mag-share with the English that we have, hindi nila naiintindihan. Si Lito, pag nag-English yan, English Carabao. Okay, as in talagang hindi straight, malabo talaga, may problem talaga, hindi nag-agree ang subject at saka yung verb. But disagreement talaga yung subject and verb, no? But then, interestingly, you know what? Every time he would share the gospel to people, they'll get saved. They'll get saved with the little limited English that he has. Grabe! Then sabihin mo, paano yung English ko? You know what? God could use you. When God calls, He qualifies. Sabihin mo, paano naman yung edad ko? Medyo may edad na ako. You know, this is Miss Catherine Lach, 80 years old. All right? 80 years old. Preaching the gospel fearlessly. Okay? To the students. Okay? I mean, she's an elderly. They respect her so much that they would just say yes. All right? At least they're receiving the gospel. Actually started her career as a missionary at the age of 50. Kasi kapag kinuha siya ni Lord, sabi niya, full lives na rin. Di ba? Talagang, okay na rin. Okay? Live a full life already. But God used her. So it doesn't really matter if you're young, if you're old. Later on, you would see an 11-year-old boy sent out because age does not matter. Not only in love, but in missions. Diba? Pwede kang gamitin ni Lord. Mindset number two. Ang dami pang Pilipino na di nakakakilala kay Jesus. Tama naman. Tama po ba? Okay, it sounds logical and reasonable. Why spread your resources all over the world when you can accomplish more locally by concentrating all your resources on the Philippines? You see, I don't really know the strategic answer, but I have a biblical one. God says, go and make disciples of all nations. The gospel needs to be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. You see, when we started our church in Victory U-Belt, 1984, 1986, we started our Every Nation Partners. Okay, we only had 3 churches at that particular time with 250 members at best. But you know what? Since God called us to go to the nations, okay, we allot portions of our money, as little as it is, $200 to 8 nations. Why? Because it is God's call for our church. While we can still afford to rent a nice place and can't even pay some of the pastor's salary, but then God called us. We sowed into the nation. We sowed our best leaders. We sowed our finances. Okay, and look where we are now, where we are right now. We are now into 44 nations. 30 years later. Because we have been faithful with the calling that God has given us when we were little, God has entrusted us now with 44 nations. 150 long-term cross-cultural missionaries in over 30 nations. And we are in 5 of the top 10 most restricted nations in the world. Why? Because as we kept sowing and keep on sowing in the nations, our leaders and our finances, as we have sown globally, you know what happened? The Lord blessed us locally. We have now 65 churches nationwide here in the Philippines. 72 churches, okay, by the end of the year, okay, and a membership of over 120,000. Why? When we are faithful with little things, God would entrust us with much. When we sowed globally, God would bless us locally. But you see, the work is not yet done. There are still nations that needs to be reached. But you see, it's not about us. It is not about us. It is about God and His purpose to make disciples of all nations. Romans 1:6. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to anyone who believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks, to non-Jewish people. It is not about us. It is about the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the gospel to save people. It's about the power of God's purpose in our lives. Okay, this is Diwas. Hindu background. Hindu, pag alam mo yung Hindu, di ba namamalekta ng maraming gods. And we have a 10-day team. Went there, shared the gospel to Diwas. Nakikinig naman siya, pati hindi siya naniniwala. So ang sabi ng missioner sa kanya, you know what, why don't we have a Jesus challenge? Alright, i-challenge mo si Jesus. Okay, that he would show himself to you that he is real, that he is actually God. Okay, so natapos yung kwentuhan nila. Okay, Diwas went home. He was in her room, in his room. Okay, and said, sige nga, let's do the Jesus challenge. Jesus, I challenge you. If you are for real, show yourself to me in my room. Okay, after niya mag-pray, dinampot niya yung dictionary. Open it. Guess on what letter? J. The first word that he saw? Jesus. Alright, so parang, man, parang coincidence lang. Okay, sige. So, one time, he went to the government office. Napakahaba ng pila. Parang pumila ka sa MRT. Okay? 3 hours bago siya mapunta sa harapan and to do his transactions with the government. Naalala niya, Jesus challenge. Okay, sabi niya, Jesus, if you're for real, after kung mag-pray, bring me in front and I will do my transaction and I would believe in you. So after niya mag-pray, there is this big administrative officer who came to him and said, guy, it's your turn. Go in front and do your transaction. Amazing, amen? You know why? Because it's not about us. It is about the power of the gospel. It's about the power of the Holy Spirit working in the lives of people. Jesus has gone ahead of us when we go to nations. We are merely partnering with what He is doing. Why? Because God's ultimate purpose is to make disciples of all nations. Amen? Let's just watch this video of how God is using people to impact nations of the world. You know what? You won't go wrong. You won't go wrong when you invest and sow into the nations of the world, in the lives of young people, into the lives of poor people. You will never go wrong. And you know what? The series Anak, I hope that you would actively participate with the vision that God has called this church, especially if you know that this is where God called you, that this is your spiritual family, that this is your church community. Amen. Let's get involved. Let's act upon on the things that God has called us to do. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, just thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be used by you, God. Lord, who we are, God. Man, we were just sinners, Lord, saved by grace, yet. Lord, you've called us, God, and wants to use us, Lord, to make an impact in the lives of other people, not only here of where we are right now, but even into the nations of the world. Lord, by praying, by giving, even by going, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you just make it plain and simple, God, really what you're calling for us, Lord. God, that if this is really the church that you've called us, God, Lord, I pray, God, that we would move into action, Lord, that we would get involved, God, that we would participate, Lord. God, that we would pray, God, that we would give, that we would go, Lord. I just want to pray for some group of people here. Maybe you're here and you want to participate, but there are mindsets, okay, in your life that hinders you to get involved. Maybe, parang, Lord, I don't really have money. I don't have the skills. I don't have the boldness to share the gospel. And what I believe the Lord would want to break those mindsets. Because the Lord wants to use you. Okay, and when God wants to use you and when God calls you, you know what? He would qualify you. He would help you, okay, to be able to fulfill the very calling that God has given. If you're that person and there are mindsets, wrong mindsets in your lives, can you just please raise your hand quickly and we want to pray with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, you see the hands of these people, God. Lord, you said in your word, Lord God, that your word, Lord, God, is like a hammer, Lord God, that breaks the rocks into pieces, Lord. So Lord, I pray, God, that you would just break old mindsets, Lord God. Mindset that does not come from you. Limiting ourselves, Lord. Looking down on ourselves, Lord God. Not looking up to you as our Father, Lord God. That you could provide for us so that we could be a blessing to other people, Lord God. Lord, thank you, Lord God. God, that you said in your word, Lord God, that you've called us, Lord. God, you want us, Lord God, to be a blessing to other people as well, Lord God. To go out there, Lord, and preach the gospel, God. Lord, thank you, Lord God, that breakthroughs would come upon these people, that they would see themselves involved, Lord. God, participating, Lord God, running, Lord. God, with the vision that you have given this church, in Jesus' name. I just want everyone to just bow your heads. Would you ask the Lord right now, Lord, would you drop a nation in my heart right now? Drop a nation in my heart that I would pray. Okay, that kapag may nababalitaan kang news and all that, and when that nation would come up, you would pray, you would intercede, you would bless that nation. Can you just ask the Lord right now, Lord, would you drop a nation in my heart? Lord, speak to your people, God. Lord, speak to your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord.